There's one story, I just want to share one story this evening. And then try to understand the Maisa a little bit, what it has to do with us in this time of year. Try to keep it simple. Okay, it feels like it's in a blender. This is a wild time. It starts in Yeshuva. King is in the field, we're in the palace, wherever we are, something very special happened. The Maisa of the Rishner, Leil Yom Kippur, just a couple of days from now. Leil Yom Kippur, the Rishner feels a very strong pull at the end of davening to send out his messengers, his shulchan, his gabayim, to bring him Moshala, the Vasa trigger, to bring him this water carrier, this water schlepper, somewhere in the city of Rishon. Not one of the inner circle of the tzaddik, but very much wanting to find this Jew. They bring in Moshala, he doesn't know exactly what the Rebbe wants from him. The Rishner says, Moshala, tell us, what's the secret? Tell us, how did you do? What was happening tonight? You're davening. You get it. You're on point. Give us a little bit of an insight of where you're holding. Tell us where it's at. Moshala looks at him and says, Rebbe, I don't know what you mean. Me? So tell us. All the chassidim, how it is by chassidim, like they bring over some guy who's not in the inner circle. All the chassidim come over trying to like see what's going on, trying to see what's happening over there, like what's the shame, like what's going, what's doing over there. And the whole crowd gathers around, and this marshal is like really uncomfortable because he's an unlettered Jew, he doesn't have a yeshiva. He goes from a bed for sure. He's like, you know, so what's he bringing to the table? The Rebbe says, Moshe, tell us. Tell us, what was your kavanas tonight? What were you thinking tonight? Leil Yom Kippur. Moshe starts to get uncomfortable and he starts to like get all choked up and then emotional. He says, Rebbe, I don't know what you're like. And the Rebbe says, no, just Zug, say, what was going on? You had it. You were the one who tapped in. What was your kavana? It was more than all the tefillahs of Rishon put together. And this Moshe starts to cry because he's really uncomfortable and a little embarrassed. And he said, Rebbe, to tell you the truth, you know, maybe he's thinking in his mind, like maybe this is something the Rebbe wants to like give him a tikkun here in front of all these people. See, he just shamefacedly said, to be honest, Rebbe, I didn't understand what was going on at all. I never learned in yeshiva. I don't really understand, can't touch up the machzer. I don't really understand just basic understanding of the words, what I'm saying. And the whole time we're saying, "Masalachta avoneinu kiravu Hashem, forgive us for all of our wrongdoings, kiravu, because they're so great." Chaneinu Hashem, chaneinu kiravu savanu vuz. Just like, forgive me because my embarrassment and my humiliation, my averos and my wrongdoings are just so heavy. Kiravu, kiravu. And I just think to myself, when I'm in trouble, when I get caught by my parents that I'm doing something wrong, or the principal nails me, the teacher catches me. My immediate reaction is to like downplay what I did. There must be some misunderstanding. You don't realize that there's other part, like the whole story. You only got half the story. And here, over and over in Slichas, and over and over and over in Yom Kippur, you're saying, "Kislach to Avoneinu, forgive us our wrongdoings. Ki Rabu, they're so great." And Moshe keeps saying this. I'm thinking to myself, why am I saying over and over, Hashem, I did so many things wrong. I did so many things bad. It's so heavy. Shouldn't it be the opposite? We want to get out of it. We want to fix it. So like you have to say there was some story, there's some kombina, there's some part of it. There's a misunderstanding. It's not what it looks like. It's not what it seems. The Rishner is hanging on his every word and he says, "No, and Moshe, what do you say?" He said, "Well, I was thinking, like, sometimes when I'm schlepping water for people, it gets really heavy on my shoulders, and the burden is just a lot to schlep around. And then I see a guy walking, and I say, hey, you know, brother, do you mind just, like, helping me out here for a minute?" He puts a shoulder underneath, you know, that pole to help me schlep, and it just makes it a little easier. And I pour out a little bit of water in this guy's house, and I get to the next guy's house, and I pour a little bit more, and it just feels lighter. He's thinking, it must be that I'm coming to Hashem, I'm saying like, listen to me, Bona Shalom, you know me, you know where I'm at, you know my thoughts and my failings, and my mistakes and my strengths more than I do. You know it all.
It's just too much for me to handle. I'm overwhelmed at the thought of what I need to fix over here. Maybe you could help me out a little bit just because the burden is just too heavy for me to do on my own. Said the Rishner, this Moshele nailed it on the head. If we want to understand what we're doing during these days, how we come to Slichos and how we come to Yom Kippur, and this like overwhelming sense, especially if you're using the Art Scroll Slichos and the Art Scroll Machzer, you open up the Art Scroll Machzer, Ne'al Chetz, and you get into the footnotes, it's really intense. It's like messed up stuff about myself that I can never even in my wildest dreams trying to be Makatrig and beat myself down, come up with some of the crazy stuff that they find that they could imply that I've done and thought about. It's like the most detailed list of mess ups in the world. It's Salach Tal Avoneinu Kiravhu. Ayin Sham. Kiravhu. It's just so heavy. Says the Rishner, the way that we come these days to this incredible task of trying to like fix all that is broken, or what we perceive to be broken, are these two etzes from Rav Moshele. First and foremost, to just be as honest as we possibly can. To be as straightforward and to be as upfront and real about it as we possibly can. Just to be sincere. To put it out on the table. To come to our formal and informal davening, whether it's with the slichos, with the matzah, with the siddur, or without. And to just be there and be present with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because He knows anyway. The Rambam has a process that we go through called tshuva. And it's a really very natural process. It's a very healthy process. And when we lay it out, to lay it out detailed, in the most real way, because the whole experience of Vidui is to awaken in us the recognition that what Hashem wants more than anything else is for us to just be upfront and honest about it. Honest with ourselves and honest with Him. And the second, beyond this level of self-awareness, that this whole process of these days is encouraging within us, like it or not, beyond the self-awareness and the honesty that we're kind of forced into with this experience, is the recognition that we don't have to do it on our own. And not only do I have to do it on our own, tshuva is a process that we're not doing on our own. Salach talavoneinu kirav hu esem ribono shel olam. It's a lot for me to do on my own. I need you in this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to express that. And it's inherent in the liturgy of these days for us to express, to actualize the fact that we're engaged in a relationship, and not just a relationship, but a partnership. There's a partnership here. There's Geshecht with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem created the world and put us in the world to make it happen. And part of the experience of being in the world, part of the experience of being in the game, is missing the shot. And part of the experience of being this partnership with Hashem and being in the world and making mistakes is that there's a process built in before Shishi Mei Bereishis, Tshuva's Kodem La'olam. Inherent and built into the process is our ability to make up for it. And it demands sincerity and honesty on one hand, and the sense that there's a partner, an engaged partner on the other hand. The Maisa, Yom Kippur, we're thinking about Purim already, I mean Rosh Hashanah, this Rosh Hashanah, and that in Musa, V'chol Kolvecha, Le'yivosh, V'le'ikalmu, so there was meaning that niggin where I was, Rosh Hashanah, my Rebbe sang that niggin with the niggin of Purim. Le'yikalmu, L'netzach, Kolacho, Simbach, over in Rosh Hashanah, the light of Purim was already coming in. I'm thinking these days about the Maisa of Yisrael Salanter, who Revolbi describes as drinking on Purim Shichrus Lot, the point of being. Yisrael Salanter, who was the most inkalim person, the most together person that there was, greatest Balmidos, the most refined personality perhaps in recent Jewish history. Yisrael Salanter gave over his das on Purim and was completely beyond his kalim. He was half under the table, half on the floor. And his Talmud from Rachtali Amsterdam came in and saw his Rebbe there in that weakened state, so the guard was down, and he went for it. And he grabbed his Rebbe and said, Rebbe, bench me, bless me.
bless me, daven for me, bless me. The Mishul Salanter kind of looked at me. You can imagine what it was like. You know, the eyes rolling, Mishul Salanter. He said, bench me. Bench me that I should have the mind of the Shagas Aryeh, the great Lamdun of the generation. That I should have the heart of the Yisod V'Shorash HaAvoda. And I should have your Midos ready. Bless me, I should have your Midos. What did Mishul Salanter say to him? In this drunken state? In this clear state? He said, nah, no. And he said, Rebbe, give me a bench me. And he said, nine, no, Naftali, with thine a cup, with your seichel, with thine a heart, with your heart, and with thine a midos, with your midos. Not like these Sod V'Shor Shavod, not like this tzaddik and that Rebbe, and this Rosh Hashiva, and this one and that one, but you. That's what Ribbono Shalom wants, is you. Straight up, yourself. As I'm saying the story, I'm thinking to myself, okay, right, Ribbono Shel wanted Rav Tali Amsterdam, because he was a Talmud Muvak of Mishul Salanter. What does he want with me? I'm thinking, really? You know where you've been this past year? You know all the goals that I set that I failed at? And all the big ideas I had and all the Kabbalists that didn't happen? There's a pile of them. I'm schlepping around a pile of mistakes. Embarrassing moments. By Naftali Amsterdam, that's true. By Bali Avoda, so right. Hashem wants them for who they are. But really, this is what Hashem wants me. So we have to know this. We have to know this teaching. This is the Torah. This is what I'm working with here. Right off the plane, this is what I'm working with. By Shal Shudis, it was hours ago, it was just Shal Shudis, the end of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbat Shuvah. By Shal Shudis, my Rebbe said this over Shal Shudis, this Torah from Rukutim Aran, Zayin, Inyan at the end of Rukutim Aran. I think this is the Torah that has to hold me. So this is what I'm thinking about. It's one of the most important Torahs that a Jew could learn. It's the end of Likutei Moran, number 7. Ki merachem haminagi. Says Rabbeinu, Mi shiyodea kedushas Yisrael. Someone who understands kedushas Yisrael. Someone who understands who they are. Who understand the holiness of a Jew. Me'ayin heim lekuchim. And from where we emerge, where we come from, if we really know what we are, v'yodei ruchnius v'dakus shel Yisrael, and we know the spiritual nature of a Jew and how sensitive that is, v'yodei sheYisrael rechokim legamrei me'avon, we have to know that a Jew is far away from wrongdoing. Bless you. Bless all of you. To know how far away we are from wrongdoing. V'ein avon shayich lahem klal klal lo. We have to know, to understand the first step here. The first step here in Shuva is not getting into all the mistakes and going through with a highlighter the fine print in the art school video of how messed up we are, and then getting all excited about like all these mistakes and the chaparai and all these averos. We have to know, first of all, that all of those averos and all those wrongdoings are not me. They have no shaychus to me. They're not me. There's a gigantic sack of garbage. My house in the garbage pit. And there's everything in there. We cleaned up the drain. And there's a half old bag of milk. And there's a dirty diaper in there. And there's, you name it. All the possible garbage you could stick in there. And it's hot and it's warm out and it's getting stinky. You ever take it out? You're every house and say, can take out the garbage. Obviously at home we don't, but when we're at someone's house, we're going to take out the garbage. And you take out that bag, it's a little bit drippy. I'm not saying bad on the earth, it's still like the garbage bags, but Jews don't do well. We're so messed up with the way we view garbage and affairs. They sell Kirkland garbage bags in Osharad now, for anybody who's interested. Right? Saves a lot of pounds in the bag. No? You take out the garbage bag and it's dripping. And you get on your Shabbos pants, it's disgusting. It's like, It's stinky. I'm going to tell you, Eitzel, I'm going to share something with you now. I'm married now 15 years, thank God. I'm going to share an Eitzel with you, man to man. That garbage bag with all of that festering dirty diapers and stuff broken and that left over from the bottom of the sink, when you take it out of the pail, don't bring it upstairs and put it in your wife's bed. And don't take it and put it into your child's crib. And don't take it and open up and throw it over the living room floor. Take it, bring it outside, and get rid of it. Put it in a dumpster and move on. Leave it at the curb or wherever it's supposed to go, and just get rid of it. No one would have a hobby to take that garbage bag, pull that in it, and like leave it sit there. And then take it and like, ooh, let's see what we have in here. The dirty diaper, it's not stomach dirty diaper, let's see what's in it. And then opening up and see, we cleaned out the sink, and there's a lot going on in there. We cleaned out the drain also, the schnacker, the shakel in the, there's a real shakel in the drain. Like, let me see, let me count how many hairs there are in that shakel. Let me get how many little like dinkleberries and corn nuts there are in this garbage. It's not that. You take it and you throw it away. Understand? That's the process of tshuva. You just take it and get rid of it because of nachas. It has no shaychus. I don't want it's so that it has to not be a part of me anymore. It was etzem, not something which is mine. I want it away from me. Understand? We don't get excited about it and get into it. You get rid of it. Says Reb Simcha Bunim from Pshista. This is the derech tshuva. This is what tshuva is. Tshuva is sur meira vasei tov. It's that simple. Sur meira vasei tov. So why is it that we get all excited during El? We get masochistic. We get excited to get like look through all of our veirus and think of all the things that I did wrong. Why is that the first step in tshuva? And I did this wrong and I did that wrong and I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to do that again and I'm not going to do this and Nachamal 9 and not this and not that. Says Reb Simcha Bunim of Pshischa, Sur Meira, turn away from evil, from bad, Vaseh Tov and do good, is Kipshuto. Sur Meira, just move away from it. Leave it at the curb. Drop it. Get rid of it. Go away from that dark place. Just leave it because those Averis, they don't have a Shaychus to you. They're not really me. Sur Meira, Vaseh Tov, just add more light. Why roll in the mud? If we roll in the mud, you get dirty. That's what happens. If you roll in the mud, we get dirty. Hocking around in the Al-Khaitz and obsessing over all of these things because we think it's going to inspire us to do good, it never worked. Thinking about all the times that I had bamba at 4 o'clock in the morning and all the hummus and pretzels, you know, at 2, 3 o'clock, I'm going to make a list of things I'm not going to do anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's just obsessing over the wrong. No one ever lost weight by focusing on, okay, so I'm not going to have this, I'm not going to have that, I'm not going to have this, I'm not going to have that, because then you're thinking about it all the time. Because the Baal Shem Tov says, I am where my machshavos are. Where I'm thinking about, that's where I am. To be sitting here in Ulam Echad, thinking about something else, and you're really there. You could be talking to a person. You ever talk to a person and you feel like their mind, they're not there? It's like, hello? We are where our machshavos are, right? I am where I'm thinking. If I'm focusing on averos and I'm thinking about all the wrongdoings, so I'm in the dirty diaper in the bottom of the garbage pail. I'm rolling around in the mud. Says Reb Simcha Bunim from Shischa, and the Chiddush Harim brings it. Why roll in the mud if you could be stringing pearls? Every good machshava, every good ratzon, every time I wanted to do something, every word of tefillah. If we hold by Reb Chaim Volozhiner, if you're a Nefesh HaChaim Jew, and you say the Torah is the greatest thing in the world that keeps all the olamos going, and that every word of Torah is what charges this world and the upper world, so then every word of Torah is meaningful. So then it's not, oh, all the Torah I didn't learn, that's going to inspire me now. Think about all the mitzvahs. What a year of mitzvahs. What a year of mitzvahs. The daven, the punt, film, learn. I miss so many Asher Yotzer. I miss so many Brachim Kronos. I miss so many this. I listened to a lot of Shirah. I learned a lot of Torah. That's me. Nachamol, yeah, like more. I'm going to do more of that. The darkness was never fixed by just obsessing about the fact that it's dark. It's fixed by turning on a light. It's, it, 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 thinks that tshuva is difficult, a difficult process. He thinks tshuva is a difficult process, arduous, intense, takes foot. It's heavy, no? He cooks that tshuva is easy. Tshuva is not difficult. Tshuva is restoring the factory to full. It's like just it's getting back to the way I am. You know, recalculating. You ever heard of recalculating? I know, recalculating. I'm turning around. I'm doing a K-turn in the guy's driveway. No, recalculating. Go forward. Right? I know. And if you follow what it says, it's like go 10 feet, make a left, and make another left, and make another left, and then go straight. Recalculating. Tshuva is recalculating. Okay. I'm going to find where I have to go because I'm programmed that way. Because a Jew is programmed that way. Honesty, sincerity, and the recognition that I'm engaged in a partnership here. And that I'm empowered as a partner to have input, to be a part of this. And to know that if I'm aware of Kedushas Yisrael, if I'm aware of my essential nature, then I realize that I have no shaykhus to these mistakes, these avonos, these klal lo, legamri. It's rechokim legamri. I just have to know where I come from. Because tshuva means returning to that place. The factory default setting of a Jew, we say it every day, or it's written in the Siddur, I should get. Elohai, my God. Neshama shenasata bi. I say neshama shenasata bi, you say tohorihi. Tehorahi, the soul in which you implanted in me is Tehorahi. That is the reality. That is the reality. The Mitzias is that Kodesh Baruch Hu mind the Nafach mitochem Nafach Hashem from inside of him into us, into Adam Harishon. And that's what happened to Rosh Hashanah. Hello. Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu blew shofar with an inanimate object called man. Mind the Nafach mitochem Nafach. And created us. And when we blow shofar, we recreate it. We're reminding ourselves where we come from. That our life is the breath of God, Keviyachal. Achelik Yelokam Imal, Mamish. God is manifest. Mimale Umasaviv Kol Almin, in us. So we have to know, Reb Nachman says, May Ayin Heim Lekuchim, we have to know where we come from. Where do we come from? Where do we come? Do we descend from fish? Like, hishtalshel is from fish? From monkeys? What's our hishtalshel? Fine. But who's the one who made that happen? Who's the one who made that happen? Where do we come from? Ribbono Shel Olam brought us into the world because Ribbono Shel Olam needs something from us, wants something from us. We have to know me'ayin heim lekuchim. We have to know where we come from. Says the Sfas Emes, Tafri Samach Beis, based on the Mishnah and Avos, it's also a Gemara and Brachos. We know Ba'asara Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'om, the world was created with 10 statements. Veracious, right? 10 statements that the world was created. Everyone knows these 10 statements correspond also to the 10 Sphiros. And these 10 statements, says the Sfas Emes, the 10 statements that Hashem made, Keviyachal, in the beginning of Bereshis, to bring the world into being, to bring the world and reality into existence, are expressed, correspond to, and are represented by the days from Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Olam, until Yom Kippur. The beginning of Aseres Yemei Tshuva is Rosh Hashanah. The end of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the 10th day, is Yom Kippur. Each day of these Aseres Yemei Tshuva that we're right in the middle of now are represented by one of these 10 statements in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the world into existence. Tzadikim mekayim ma'olam shenivra ba'asar ma'amaros u'ba'al tshuva chozen u'chad shenasar ma'amaros achar shoshay ma'avidin osam. And there's this constant back and forth between the forces of light and the forces of darkness, a pull toward godliness and a pull toward the nefesh bahamis. In the playing field called Bechira, that a person is constantly choosing in. Are we Mekayim the world or are we looking to do otherwise? And during these days, we have to understand that we're working toward Yom Kippur, which is the end of a 40-day process, which Moshe Rabbeinu comes back with the Luchos Shnios, and Hashem renews the relationship between us and Him, between this partnership. The 10th statement in the creation of the world was when Hashem says, Nase Adam B'Tzalmeinu, Kidmuseinu. The 10th statement is, let us make man in our image. Who is Hashem talking to? Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of mankind? Who is the Ribbono Shel Olam talking to? So Rashi explains. Rashi talks to the Havali Shemal, Rashi's talking to the angels, to the celestial beings, humility, leading without a title, talking to all the Chiver, like putting it out there. Let us together make man. Nachon? The second opinion in Rashi is what? Who is Hashem talking to? Hashem's talking to man. Let us together create man. When Hashem says, Nase Adam, let us make man, the title of Retorsky, who's speaking here, is book. It's one of the most important books ever read. Read it here. But however many years ago, here, this month, I read it in my first month in childhood. Let us make man together, B'Tzalmeinu, in our. Kodesh Baruch Hu engages us as partners. That is what Yom Kippur is. Baruch Shalom is saying, let's get back on the same page together. We're doing this together. We're not two separate entities. We are one. You are my representative. You are presenting our interests, our interests in the world. And let us together make man. Ner Hashem, the candle of God that illuminates the lower world, is Nishmas Adam. We are the candle of God. So to speak, we are the extension of Hashem into this world. And we have to know that as the candle of God, it's a ner tamid, it's always lit. This notion that I did bad things, I did averos, and I messed up my neshama, I dirtied my neshama, I extinguished my inner fire, and I have to get lit, and inspired, and get turned on, and I'm going to go to here, I'm going to go to a tish, I'm going to go to a Shabbos, I'm going to read a book, I'm going to go to a Shechus Musar, I'm going to get inspired again, I'm going to reignite myself. It's false, it's a lie. It's not true. It's not real, it's not, philosophically speaking, it's not a Jewish notion. The soul is comprised of five parts, Neran Chai, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida. It's never extinguished. There's no such thing. It's not true. People who say that, I don't know what it is, a cure of tactic, I don't know, it's some cheap way of trying to get us to do something. It doesn't hold water. A Jew is always lit. Havai Echad. God is one, God exists. Ain or ain sof, doesn't change. Ha Yehovah V'yiyah. So that is the existence of a Jew. The 10 psukim of Malchios also correspond to these 10 days. Yom Kippur is Shema Yisrael Vayel Kino Vayechad. One, it's happening. Here it's happening. It's one. It's going. The more appropriate mashal is like a Shabbos lamp. You ever seen a Shabbos lamp? You ever seen those? They plug in, you turn it. So it's lit. It's on the whole Shabbos. And when you lay down and you just want to, like, you know, read a little bit, so you read, and then when you wake up 2 hours later, Friday night, having fallen asleep reading, so you turn the lamp to close it, right? And you close it a little bit, and it goes dark and a little bit more, and conceals the light a little bit more. That is the soul of a Jew. We are lit. We are on fire. We are a chelek elokamimah. Lev tahor brali, me, elokim. With my head, with my heart, with my midos. Me. Lev Tor Brali. Not that Rebbe and this Tzaddik and this Magid Shir and this role model and this person on the world. Me. This guy. Filled with mistakes and wrongdoing. Leave that at the corner. We cover ourselves up. We can cover ourselves up with that. The same way you're driving, the windshield can get filled with dirt. And you just kind of, you just put a squeegee in it off and it's clean again. The shirt gets dirty. You bring it for the cleaners and it's clean again. Yom Kippur, Itzuma Shal Yom Az Machapir, the Lubushim, as long as we just take off the Lubushim, just take off all the excuses and all the outside stuff, it's cleaned. Bona Shalom does the work for us. It's just us coming with a little sincerity and affirming the partnership. It's not a hard process. It's not complicated. It's easy. It's turning the lamp. It's closed, it's dark, right? The lamp is dark. It's not off. Whoa, turn it, and it's light again. That's what it is. Rabbi Elazar ben Dardaya, we call him Reb. My mom is here, so I won't go into it.
But you know the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? He was the biggest player that there was. Lo, he didn't leave one stone unturned. Ayin Sham. But not to be in. He went around, and there was not one woman in the world who offered herself that he didn't get with. And Elazar ben Dardaya, in a moment of sincerity, you know the Gemara, in a moment of sincerity, he's looking for this to help, this intercessor, this, the mountains, the trees, cry for me, daven for me. He went to this Rebbe, and he went to that Rebbe, and he went to this place, and then like, fix me, do it for me. Nothing doing. You can't hide. You can't run, you know, rock, can you hide me? Run to the Lord, right? That's Elazar ben Dardaya. Until he just cries out. And then a basco, a heavenly voice emerges that says, Elazar ben Dardaya is called to the world to come, which our Meir says, Yesh. Yeah, Yesh Kona Olama Basha Achas. There's this notion that we can acquire our eternity. We could just change the entire trajectory of our lives. Our lives. The Gemara didn't say that he missed a bracha achrona, or that he missed a mariv, or that he spoke dvar metalim with his tefillin on, or he didn't come to shir klali, or whatever. It said, you know what it says. And in love is a dunda daya with a moment of sincerity, with a fleshiga heart, with an open heart, with a heart that feels, with real sincerity and honesty, and a recognition that there is the Ribbono Shalom is with me on this. Put it out there. He was called to the world to come as a tzad gomer. And yesh kona olama v'sha'a akad. A person can acquire their eternity in one moment, in 1 hour. Says the Maggid of Mizrich, when Hevel and Kain bring their karbanos, pray out to Hashem, and express themselves before God. It's the first real formal tefillah we see in Torah. So Hevel brings the first of his flock, the big sheep, brings the good shawarma and the good wool. And then Kain brings the flax. So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, enjoyed Hevel's tefillah, accepted Hevel's prayer, Hevel's sacrifice. But the Kain ben al-Minchaso, but the Kain and his offering, lo sha'ah, God didn't turn. Says the Maggid of Mizrich, lo sha'ah, sha'ah means Hashem didn't turn. Yishkona olamo, says the Maggid, Yishkona olamo b'sha'ah achas, with one turn, with one, it's not hard. Now I'm facing this way, now I'm facing that way. I have the garbage in my hand now, dropping it on the curb in the dumpster, I'm walking away, I'm turning around. Like the Kotsky says, Tshuva, it's like Mizrach, tomorrow, east to west, that's how far it is to be a Tzadik, to be a Rasha, from east to west, it's so far. Now I'm facing east, the Sha'achas turned, now I'm facing west, it's behind me, let it go. The Shabbos lamp is off, I turn it, and now it's on. Oh, it's dark in the room, I can't find anything, I'm banging my feet against the bed, banging my shins against the high riser. I can't find my glass, I can't find my towel, and now I turn it a little bit. There's light. Truth is easy. It's a little bit turning. Life is filled with ups and downs, with highs and lows, strikes and gutters. Sometimes you eat the bar, sometimes the bar eats you. It's just the reality of life. It's just, there's highs and there's lows. There's times where the Shabbos lamp is closed, the garbage stunks, and there's time where you can just, where we're able to add light. This is a time period that we're in right now that didn't start with the Bali Musar. Elul is not like a construct that the yeshivas made up to get everyone to come before Yom Narayim. Historically speaking, this time period from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, 40 days of a process that began at probably one of the low points of the history of the Jewish people, one of the low points of the history of Klal Yisrael. There are few moments in our history, our collective consciousness, that are as painful, as broken, as messed up, kipshuto, as difficult to talk about as cheta egel. Ad kidei kach, I have my Rebbe Rav Kluger doesn't, he can't even say cheta egel, it's too much.
I asked him once, what's, he keeps saying chit ayin gimel. What's pshat? Is it some, instead of how you have to talk, I used to talk about it. Chit ha'egel. We did it all. Yuli Arayos, Shvichas Damim, murder going on, there's idolatry. Rav Nachman describes it as, imagine that the chuppah, that moment of the chuppah, we're at Har Sinai, we're at the chuppah, Chassan is there, Kala is there, Shabrichu, Shabaruch was there, Klal Yisrael, we roll in, and the Chassan shows up there, and imagine that as he's going to the chuppah, he's got one eye, he's looking at the bridesmaids, he's already checking out the bridesmaids, what else is out there? Am Yisrael standing by Har Sinai, and we're like already seeing what else is going on there. Chet HaEgel, Chet HaGimel was a dark, dark moment. The Meshech Chachma says it's the headquarters, it's the capital for disconnect, for distance between Am Yisrael and Hashem on a national level. Luchos are broken. Shvasar B'Tamos. Moshe Rabbeinu begs God for another chance. He begs God, give us another chance. And Hashem says, Tazov Otam. Forget it, there's a Dafuk nation, I can't deal with them. We'll do it again ourselves. We'll start up ourselves. I made a promise to the Avos. It'll be Miskayim, it'll be fulfilled through you. Forget these people. We'll start another nation. You'll be the father, and it'll come through. We'll have to start again. It's too messed up. It's too messed up. Understand? Luchos are broken. It's too messed up. So Moshe says, if you don't forgive Klal Yisrael, I'm the captain. I'll go down with the ship. I don't want to be without these people. Understand? I don't want to be without the Jewish people. The tzaddik goes to bat for Klal Yisrael and says, I don't want to be a tzaddik alone. I want to be with them. I want them, Daika, them. Hashem says, okay, we're partners. So here's how it's going to do it. Moshe says, not only that, but I want you, and I want you to reveal yourself in a deeper way because of this moment of disconnect. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, fine, here's what's going to happen. Here's how it's going to go. This is the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul. Here's how it's going to go. Hine makom iti, you have a place with me. That's what the Mekisisa says. Hine makom iti, you have a place with me. Nitzavta al hatzur, go up on top of the mountain, go up on top of this rock. Vaya ba'avor kvodi, and when I pass my honor, when I pass my glory over you, v'samticha b'nikras hatzur, place yourself inside of the rocky crag, inside of the crevice of the hill. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, which are the backbone of everything that we've been saying, starting from Rosh Chodesh, and from Slichos, to Aser Simitshuva, and then Yom Kippur over and over and over again. Because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, every time that there's disconnect, every time we close the Shabbos lamp and there's mistakes, there's Averos, so come before me and do like what happened then, say, do the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, as they say. Do the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. Bring out these 13 aspects. Bring out these 13 characteristics. That Hashem is Rachamim, compassionate, patient. Bring it out. Ask the Alter Rebbe, the Kutei Torah. What do we need, like the whole map of the scene? We have to get like a note of what's happening in the Shetach over there. We have to know the topography. You know what topography is? You see the topography of the map? Okay, so here's what's going to happen, guys. Right here, Moshe, you come up on top of that mount, and then I'm going to come over with my, right here, you're a Christian, I'm going to come over this way with my glory, and you're going to loop back down around into the crevice of the mountain, turn around, I'm going to hit you first down. You understand, like, what's the topography? What's with the map? We need to know logistically everything that's happening. Says the Alter Rebbe. There are two types of fires. There's a fire that's called Esh Gluya, a revealed fire. You go camping ever? You try to go camping. You light a fire. So you have to clear out space and get a little dirt, and you get the kids to collect some stones, and you put a little circle, and then you get some little wood, and you get some big wood, and you break it up, and you make a little teepee out of it, yeah? And you get, what if it rains? If it just rains, so it's not so simple, because it's very smoky, you can't get the thing going, and you got to get some lighter fluid. To have an Esh Galuya for fire, there has to be the absence of certain components and the presence of certain components. You need to have something, fuel, a wick, wood, some lighter fluid, something, oil, something that's going to wax, something to make it go, something to give it, something to make it out. And then you have to get in there, and you get down there, and it's Hashem, and you menafnet a little bit, to get the mangal going, you have to give it a little bit of air, let it breathe. You ever see that you get down there, and you're trying to make that? Because in order for a fire to express itself, it has to have a certain environment. It has to be just right. If there's not enough air, or if there's too much wood, it's not going to go. And then Alter says something called an Esh Pnimis. There's something which is just there. There's an inner fire. Something which is inside that can never be extinguished. And that's expressed in the soul of a Jew, and in the life experience of a Jew. There's who we are, and then there's what we do, how we express. Maral calls it Etzem and Gilul. There's who we are, there's who we are, there's what I am. Chelko kamimal, Alev tar brol elokin. And there Hashem nishmas adam. Fire, lit, inside no matter what. The Shabbos lamp is on. And then there's the expression of that fire outwards. Now in order for that fire to be expressed outwards, there has to be an environment. Here in Yeshiva, it's so set up for us. Shachas min chamar, iyun, bekiyas, chazara, machshava, musar v'adam, tulim, everything's just set up. A Jew wants to keep shmir sanayim and be careful how they see. You have to know where to go and where not to go. Meaning, that fire has to be expressed in a certain environment. You use a computer with a filter, and we just don't buy, just don't buy Bamba. It's just that simple. Or like, you know, like just have yichud rules with Bamba. Like, you know, like just don't go there. Like, very simple. I have a way to fix that. Just stop buying beer. It's very simple. You don't like drink. I can't believe I had like four beers. What happened? Like, just don't buy it. Just don't have it. Just make certain clone. Like, the absence of certain things and the presence of certain things. Environmentally speaking. I know that if I want to get stuff done, like, I just can't. I just know. It's not fine. Let me just check my email for a minute. Let me see what's out there. Let's see what's out there. Let's see what's happening. There's Gavain on the blocks. It's just no. I have half an hour now, and I want to be Maver Sedra. I want to, like, come to, what are we up to now? I don't know, Balak, whatever it is. I want to, like, come to the park. I want to come, like, with a little bit something, like, you know, I'm trying to sit at the Shabbos table, whatever, you know? So I know that, like, I can't go down certain routes in terms of my fire. There's an Eish Gluya and an Eish Pnimis. The fire is lit on the outside of Torah and Mitzvos. And Torah and Mitzvos, there has to be a certain environment. There has to be certain... But then there's an Eish Pnimis that even if a Jew is not keeping mitzvahs, even if I miss a Maariv, even if I miss Birkas HaMazon, I have to do tshuva for, my starting point for that tshuva is that the fire is lit inside, I just have to reveal it. It's not like I have to go back now and light it up, it's lit. I have to allow it to be expressed. But I have to know that the starting point, the context in which I'm going through this process of tshuva is one of light and connectivity to Hashem, not disconnect. There's a certain Tiul in Eretz Yisrael, a place called the Sartaba. Has anybody ever been on the Sartaba? Maybe we'll go to Sartaba one day. You should take your children to the Sartaba. We went there, and you're climbing up. It's mentioned in the Mishnais. You know, when the days of Gzeiros, Kal Yisrael, Gzeiros, that we couldn't keep Rosh Chodesh, and we couldn't sanctify our calendar and sanctify ourselves. The Romans were out there against us. So Jews have to like let everyone know when the Edom reported there was a new Moloch. So what would they do? They'd go up the mountaintop and light up a fire. Mountaintop to mountaintop throughout Eretz Israel, word would spread that there was a new month, there was renewal, right? But they couldn't carry torches because the Romans would find them. They weren't allowed to carry torches. So how did they do it? They didn't have Zippos. How did they make that? So there's a mountain called the Sartaba that's mentioned in the Mishnah, so you can go there today. You go up the top of the mountain and there's this flint rock all over the mountaintop on the way up. Flint rock, according to Wikipedia, is a crystalline mineral. It's a rock that has an Eish Pnimis inside of it. There's fire. And when you take these two flint rocks all together and you bang them one against the other, and you take these two flint stones and you bang them, it's going like this. You do it for literally 30 seconds. You start to smell like, it smells like smoke. These two rocks, they look like nondescript stones. But it's flint. There's an internal, the mineral quality, the makeup of it, is that if you bang it against each other, so it makes fire. Imagine the cartoon of the caveman banging the two stones together. It's a real thing. That, the Alter Rebbe says, is why Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Hinei makom iti, you have a place with me. go on top of the flint, on top of the tzur. Stand there for a second. Now, I can't pass over you and show you my glory now. I can't reveal myself to you up on it because the nation doesn't deserve it because you messed up. You messed up. Chet ha'egel is just too bad. I can't reveal myself to you up there. Because mitzad, your ma'asim, you don't deserve it. Mitzad, your Torah, mitzvahs, you failed. You blew it. Guli arayos, shvichas damim, you don't deserve it. You can't do it. However, misamticha b'nikras ha'tzur, go down, b'nikras ha'tzur, go into the tzur, go into the flint rock, and put yourself inside of the crag, inside of the crevice of the mountain. And then, v'richamti, min v'chanosi es asher achon, v'richamti es asher achem. Then I'm going to pass over you, and you're forgiven. And ad hayom hazeh, until today, we're doing it over and over. Vayavor Hashem al pana vayikra. We're going into the flint, we're going into the tzur. We're reminding ourselves, and we're being reminded, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us not mitzad masim. Mitzad masim in a chanami. Like, I don't know. If I weigh it on a scale, I don't know how it's going to come out. If I put it on the supernal spreadsheet on high, I'm not sure where it's going to fall. But mitzad etzem, who I am, zechilk elokam imal, Hashem says, yala, tazov. From Rosh Chodesh Elul, the 40 days until Yom Kippur, when we get Luchot Shniot, when Hashem says, I forgive you, we're doing this again, and He renews the contract and the partnership on Yom Kippur, that's what's happening. So go into the tzur. Because you can take a flint rock and throw it into the ocean, and it can sit there for 2,000 years. You've been at the bottom of the ocean for 2,000 years, and you take it out, and you bang it a little bit, give it a little bit of movement, and maybe that's what we're doing when we're clapping Al Chet, we're just trying to like get that stone going again, because we're certainly not beating ourselves up. That's a sign of a person who's insane, who needs psychological intervention, a person who harms themselves. Maybe Rav Leib Eger says, I'm trying to do CPR on myself, I'm trying to awaken my Lev Tahor, I'm trying to open myself up a little bit, I'm trying to like remind myself of my essence. But maybe we're taking that flint rock and I'm just trying to remind myself that there's a fire inside of me, that the light is not out, that all I have to do is turn B'Sha'a Achas from darkness to light, and leave the garbage on the side, and focus on where I am. Because Rabbi Nachman says we have to know me'ayin anachnu lekuchim, where are we taken from? We're a chip off the block. We're hewn from the Tzur Yisrael. Says Yeshayahu Navi, he bitu al tzur chutzavtem. Look at the tzur. Look at the rock from which you're hewn, from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not a chassid shavur. David HaMelech says it. Tilim Ayin Gimel. Tilim Ayin Gimel. Keneged Chet Ayin Gimel. David Melech says, Va'ani Tamid Imach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm always with you. Like He said to Moshe, like Hashem said to Moshe, Hinei Makom Iti, you have a place with me always. Va'ani Tamid Imach. Tzur Levavi V'chelki Elokim La'ola. Tzur Levavi V'chelki. My rock, my heart, my portion is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever, regardless of what I've done, regardless of what I missed, regardless of how stinky the garbage is. Why? Remember what I told? Remember. I remind myself. I during these days, it worked. It's all, during my Kabbalah, I'm not big on Kabbalahs. I don't take on new things. I have a pile of new things that I take on. I take out the garbage during these days. I try during these days, during Elul, during a session, I try to take out the garbage. I'm the one, I take out the garbage from the house. And I say, Chev, I'm taking out the garbage. Ora, I'm taking out the garbage. Okay. Taking it outside, it doesn't belong here anymore. This is not our, it's not our, we don't want this. We don't want it in our house. I don't want it. I'm just getting rid of it. And I take the garbage out of my house, and I walk outside, and it just validates what everyone already thinks of me. I'm taking out the garbage. I said, I'm taking out the garbage. Taking out the garbage. I put it in the tuk and I say, this is where you belong. I put it inside of the dumpster. I close the dumpster. I leave my hand on it for a second. I say, this is where you belong. Don't bring it into your bedroom. And don't bring it and lay it on your kitchen table. Don't put it on your kids. And don't put it on your friends. When we carry around all of that negativity and guilt and mistakes and darkness, it's just heavy. It's a masak kaved. And it doesn't belong to us. We have no shaychus to it. It's not mine. Why roll in the mud? Just get dirty from it. String pearls. Says Rav Kook, in Akdama to Musar Avicha, Im lo yodei malas nafsho, if a person doesn't know ma'alat nafsho, if I don't know malas nafsho, I don't know from where I come from, if I don't know that I'm tzur levavi v'chelki, if I don't know that machelika l'kami mal, so ayichis palo baratzim shalom, how am I supposed to daven? What am I supposed to do? Then davening becomes torturous, and it becomes painful, and anxiety-ridden, and negative, and whether you're actually counting pages or too embarrassed to be counting pages, can't wait for it to be over. Because if I don't know where I come from, I don't know that there's a listening ear and a partner on the other side, that on the 10th day of Aseres Metshuva, which is corresponding to the 10th statement which brought the world into creation, Nase Adam Bitzalmeinu. Hashem is saying, let's do this together. Because we were never apart. We were never apart. We were always connected be'etzem. And mitzad masim yet, whatever, we had our moments. But even at Chet HaEgel, even by Chet Ayin Gimel, when we were looking at the bridesmaid at the chuppah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hinei makom iti, you have a place with me. Just go into the tzur. Realize that it's not mitzad masim. It's mitzad etzem. It's who you are. Tshuva is just getting back and reconnecting and going back to the way we are and we're good. Said it on Rosh Hashanah, in years of suffering, that l'keel l'el orech din, l'el orech din, that the menacing nigun comes, and l'el orech din, l'bochein livavos b'yom din, who examines the hearts, b'china. When you have a test, Hashem tests the heart, b'yom din. L'gole amukos b'din. And everybody says it back. L'bochein livavos, the one who examines our hearts, the ones who reveals the depths, who knows how bad I am, who knows how screwed up I was this year, who knows how many times I fell and I was lonely, I was embarrassed myself. At times I had to erase the history of my computer, and how many times I had to just run away from myself, and not how many times I was just felt like far and low. That's what Hashem is checking me on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, if you're sick, L'bochin l'vavos b'yom din. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at our hearts on Yom Din, He sees the rain kite of a Jew. He sees what we really are. Libi u'besari yuranenu l'keil chai. Lev tahor barali elokim. L'bochin l'vavos b'yom din. Hashem is just washing it away, just moving the stuff out of the way and saying, what's under here? Cleaning out the, what's under here? Ah, there you are. L'gola amukos, Hashem is revealing the depths of who I am. Tzur levavi v'chelki. Hashem is revealing the depths of who I am. What am I? I'm good. I'm a ben melech. I'm a Jew. You have to know where I come from. A person who has any idea what Kedushas Yisrael is, knows that I have no connection to Averos, Avonos. It's not me. To know me'ayin in l'kuchim, to know where we're taken from. We're taken mitzur chutzavtem, we're chipped off, hewn us, chip off the old block of HaKadosh Baruch Himself, who blew into man. Let us make man. And we're partners. And if we come with just a little honesty, sincerity, in one sincere moment and in one sincere turn, we could just illuminate all the darkness that we, and just get rid of all of it. Just banish all of the darkness that we have inside of us. Now Hashem is doing the work for us on Yom Kippur, friends. Baal Tanya says it, Mefurash, and others as well, that at the end of davening, we say Chanan Hamar B'Lasloach and Motzei Yom Kippur and Sofik Brachos La'Akil. We have to be careful the brachos that we make. That's not a brachal of Atala. Chanan Hamar B'Lasloach. Because the words of the Baal Tanya are so strong. There's some Sofik with fake Sefer Klal. There's no doubt that Hashem is forgiving us. And the Chiddush Rishonim says the only reason why we're asking for Mechila Motzei Yom Kippur, the reason we're asking for Mechila Motzei Yom Kippur is because we have a doubt that maybe Hashem didn't forgive us. And Hashem says, I need my partner. I need you in the world. Hashem should help us. That we know, like Moshala, that it's not a hard thing to do tshuva. It's easy. We just have to dump out the water, leave the garbage at the curb, engage in Kadosh Baruch Hu as an active partner, because that's all that He wants from us. A little bit of sincerity, a little bit of self-awareness, a little bit of being mashatef pu'ula dafka with our heart, with our mind, with our midos, with our mistakes, with our shortcomings, dafka for who we are and for not what we've done. Him should help us that we have a lichtig Yom Kippur, freilchei Yom Kippur, a beautiful few days of aseres mitzvah. Hold on to this in this special time of Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, where Hashem is present in such a clear way. It should be good, and we should be sealed. A gemar chasimah tova for us and for all of Klal Yisrael, v'sifrei nishal tzaddikim, v'murim amitim. Amen.